This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday Russia's unprovoked war with Ukraine demonstrates the need to stand with the country and continue to provide support for its war effort. Stoltenberg told reporters as he arrived at NATO headquarters in Brussels that after launching its long-expected counteroffensive, Ukraine has made gains and liberated occupied land from Russian forces during fierce fighting. Later, following a meeting with NATO chief in Brussels, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman U.S. General Mark Milley told reporters Ukraine is indeed making progress, but Austin acknowledged it will be a long, tough fight.
I think the Russians have shown us that same five vehicles about 1,000 times from 10 different angles. But quite frankly, the Ukrainians still have a lot of combat capability, combat power.
On the subject of combat power, VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with the defense secretary in Brussels. She told VOA's Flashpoint program Thursday training of Ukraine pilots on advanced F-16 fighter jets is expected to begin in the coming months. But she said how long before they are flown in combat remains to be seen.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, he is the top U.S. military officer. He cautioned everybody that was at NATO today to remember and recognize that this is going to take a lot of time. This isn't just a matter of getting Ukrainians trained on a new piece of equipment. There is language training involved, because if you're going to fly an F-16, you have to be fluent in English, for example. Then there's the actual training. Then there's going to be the approvals of the transfers of F-16s or some other fourth generation fighter jet. So we will have to wait and see how this plays out.
More information on this story and all the stories we're covering today can be found at